Welcome to the Born and Raised Audio Experience. Presented by Onyx.
Today on a special edition of... You just go ahead, Cody. Just do it.
Tongue twister.
It's a Born and Raised Audio Experience, guys. We're here with two special guests, special ed guests.
Yes.
Trail and Brady from Go Hunt. Anyway, let's do some questions.
This one we put out to the airwaves on the old IG and said, hey, send us your number and a question. So we're going to call some people.
Big response.
This is always
cold
like
call. It's cold so call. Fun.
Well, this is really fun, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's
fun.
It is.
It's cool.
But it's 8 o'clock here in Myrtle Point, Oregon.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling this guy is from, like, back east. So we're going to do a little 11 o'clock.
It's going to be one of those click hang up.
There's a good chance.
His name's Johnny.
Johnny.
And, we'll see what we can come
finish
up
him, Johnny.
Yeah. That's a movie reference for it.
Yeah, thank you, Trent. Thank
you,
Trent.
Did you get that one, Trent?
I didn't.
Oh. Can you guys hear that okay?
Yeah. Karate Kid.
Thank you.
Karate Kid.
Ah. Oh.
I have a feeling it's probably going to get an...
He's in bed.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh. Johnny, are you in bed?
Yeah,
That was good.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Johnny. This is Born and Raised Outdoors and Go Hunt. We apologize for it being so late. Anyway,
we were hoping to get you on the podcast. So, have a good night.
Have a great evening, man. Or night.
He's asleep. He got you good at that.
It sounds like that tone.
It sounded like he was kind of groggy.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Well
played.
Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, that was a good sinker.
Definitely good. All right, let's go here.
That was good.
That's the same type of bugle some of those bulls were doing to me in Wyoming, too.
Got you good.
I was like, ooh, but no, they ran away.
Yeah. And, nope. Mm. Yeah, they got you good.
Next that time. Mid-afternoon bedtime bugle.
Yep.
All right, we're going to Outdoorsman underscore 98 on IG.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Cody with Born and Raised Outdoors. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, we got the whole crew here. Got Trail and Brady, Steve, Trent, and Trevor recording the podcast. And just wanted to reach out. Looks like you had a question here for Brady.
Yeah, I was just, because he had said in the Wyoming series that this is his, like, first time actually chasing elk in the rut, so I was wondering what that was like for him.
Literally, it's like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. to be honest with you, that first day when I was got full draw on that bull, I guarantee you I would never have been able to shoot that bull if he was actually closer, because my heart was shaking so bad.
Yeah?
It's been a wild ride. I mean, everything about it, just from the communication with elk to hunting with a bunch more people, like, it's addicting. Everyone's got to do this more than once in their life. I don't know why it took me so long.
I did it last year, and it was fun. But unfortunately, I didn't do it this year. But I'm definitely going to, like, get out there and try it again with a bow in my hand, so...
I would definitely look into it, man. It's something I think that you could get addicted to fairly easily.
Oh yeah. Last year on opening morning, my buddy Austin, he bugled and the bull cracked up, and I was already shaking. So he was probably about, he was probably about 800 yards out, and we called him in, and after that, he came in silent. We could hear him down in the timber. Because we were on top of the logging road, and he called down into the draw, and he came inside. We could hear him walking around. We could hear stick snapping. So we're like, what the hell's going on? And he keeps bugling and bugling at him. And then finally we heard him turn and run.
That can happen too. That's happened like a million times to us too.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, from watching you guys and stuff, I kind of learned like a lot more, like on what to do in that situation, like not to bugle as much, like throw a couple cow calls in there and kind of get him going, maybe get him a little closer. See, he just sat there and bugled the whole time. He didn't cow call at all. So I think that's kind of what screwed us, or the wind shifted. So.
Definitely, I mean, the wind game is something that 9 times out of 10, if something can go wrong, it's usually the wind.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Whoa. That got serious.
That's a lethal shot.
Yes. That's a lethal shot.
He's all right. I can adjust to it.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for DMing us. It was awesome talking to you.
Well, bud, we got to get to the next call. It was fun to talk to you, and we will maybe see you out in the woods one of these days.
Actually, I'll probably catch you guys at the sportsman show, because I'm going the 11th, I think it's the 11th or something like that, and my birthday is the 12th.
So oh.
I would definitely catch you guys at the sportsman show. I will definitely be there, probably talking your ear off, asking you all sorts of questions.
So. We'll be there, brother. We will be there. We'll I look forward there, to it, man. I look really forward to it.
All right, and I actually got my deer this year, so I can show you pictures on that. He wasn't big, but not like a Trent Sun's deer, because that's the kind of deer I would have loved to shoot this year. But I'm not a horn hunter. I'm a meat hunter. So.
Right on.
That's awesome. That's all awesome.
Right. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
All right, have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
I love guys like that.
Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah, just talking, but man.
You just drove over him with a freaking D9 cat.
Oh, wait, I'm going to go back. Bam, and then just right back over.
Is Wes here, or is Trail taking over for Wes right now?
I don't know. Trail's
a pretty weird name, right?
Yeah, it's a weird name. I mean,
remember, the guy cannot find a Trail.
We don't really talk.
Yeah, we don't talk.
We don't talk about Trail.
That was
awesome.
Oh, Trail.
That was good.
Yeah. He would have done it to me.
Yeah, I ain't worried.
I ain't worried.
Ain't no thing.
Your time's coming, he says.
That didn't work out. It's rough.
On to the next.
Next.
So sent you to voicemail.
Right, yep.
Exactly. So, two, if like someone gets on here and you're going to talk to them, it's got to go through...
So I have to come down there?
Yeah.
And maybe. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Ugh. It's redneck technology.
Steve, why don't you come over here?
That was a good one.
And then you move down here. Trail.
I'm going to come in real...
You're going to cuddle?
Getting close.
Yeah, he's going to cuddle.
Bring it hot.
I'm going to act like snuggle bug.
Who's this?
Mo Seacast.
Mo Better.
No idea.
Hello?
Mo! Is this Mo?
Yeah, this is Silas.
Silas, this is Trent and the whole Born and Raised crew and the Go Hunt crew.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's going awesome, man. We really appreciate the DM. What's your question for us, man?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. Let's see if I can remember them. I remember one of them was, do you ever draw the line of this is too far to pack an elk out?
That's a great question.
That's
Brady.
A good question.
Brady, go ahead.
I honestly think no. I would go no matter what distance it is and try to pack out something. But I definitely want a team of guys with me. After seeing these elk on the ground, because when you killed your bull, Trent, that was the first time I actually saw a bull on the ground. I realized these things are way bigger than the mule deer I've ever tangled with.
Yeah.
So I would honestly want to have a lot of guys there, because I'd be concerned about meat loss and stuff like that. But, I mean, I think anything under 6 miles you could probably easily do with a couple of guys and... You know, dang it out.
I'd say it's extremely situational.
I'm saying two trips.
That's what I would get into as far as weather dependent, man. I mean, early season, it depends on. So everything, all our whole livelihood, honestly, revolves around that meat, right? And right. So if it's like super hot out, depending on your time situation, and depending on where you're hunting, how warm or cold it is at night, where you got the bull hung up at, if it's towards a creek where it's going to be cooler. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of things that go into that, depend on how you treat every single different episode. So it's yeah, I would just say the furthest I've ever packed a bull would be Ty's bull.
Yeah, Nine miles?
It was more than nine.
Yeah.
It was way more than nine.
And how many guys did you have?
It was almost, yeah. Well, Cody and Trevor came out early. Me and Steve and Ty went back in to go get the rest of the elk, and it was...
We took out...
Cody, Dad, and I took out...
We took out...
yeah.
Front shoulders, back straps.
Sure.
And it started snowing during it. It was a long pack. It was the longest pack I've ever done. It was, I don't know how far, 10 to 11 miles.
It was
miles.
Over 10 miles.
But yeah, I thought it was 12. But
the biggest benefit that we've had is there's usually so many of us that we can either one trip or maximum two trip a bull out.
Yeah. If you're hunting solo, that's a whole different story with fatigue.
I don't even know if I can go with that.
It's a whole different story, man.
If you're hunting solo, you need... You need a backup plan.
Yeah.
Like you need to have somebody with horses lined out,
or
llamas,
pack
stock. You need some buddies. I would say if you're hunting solo, which I've done a bunch, have a plan in place before you go.
For sure. Yeah, for packing meat.
Yeah, because they're a big animal. They're big.
They are big. And you don't want to waste it. You know, you don't want to waste. You want to respect the animal enough to not waste any meat.
Good game bags, too. A good game bag.
That's another great point.
Good game bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like you had another question about something to do with pressure in the crowd. How much is too much?
Yeah, my other question was, where do you draw the line of, wow, this is too many people and we need to go to another area, plan B?
That's a great question.
That is a good one.
That's a great question. Well, so this goes back to kind of this year we dealt with a little bit. We went
Colorado.
Back into our spot in Colorado, and there was, I mean, on the way in, what did we count, 96?
Camps,
plethora, rigs,
yeah,
on the way in where we're hunting.
Holy cow!
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot, and we still decided to stick with it. And yeah, we saw people nearly every day. I think nearly every day.
The most I ever saw was six in the deep.
Yeah, yeah.
It was guaranteed pretty far. At least a few people every day and a half.
Yeah,
I mean.
But at the same time, I mean, I say that, but we had chances that almost every single person had a chance at a bull.
Yeah.
You know, had an opportunity. So, what's too many? I guess it's how many backup plans you got. You know, I mean, I think maybe Trail and Brady could maybe, I don't know, expand on that a little bit. When you guys go into an area, like for mule deer or whatnot, do you have backup plans or are you all in?
No, you 100% need to have backup plans. You have to have A through, you know.
B, C, D.
you have to have a lot of them. Oh, yeah.
The other end of that spectrum would be, we've pulled up at a trailhead and seen 20 horse trailers and trucks and still put our backpacks on and went in, you know.
Yeah.
And we've killed elk. So you can't be... You know, if you're coming from out of state and you're driving from Minnesota all the way to Colorado and you've done your e-scouting and you pull up and you see that, you just got to put your backpack on, hike in, and do your due diligence. And I think if you put the miles under your boots, you're going to get an opportunity if you work hard. You know, you can't be too... discouraged by other people out there because there's still a lot of elk in the woods.
Right.
So.
Well, that's good. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for contacting us, and it was great talking with you, man.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. We'll see you. Good luck.
That's some good questions.
Yeah, great questions. Great questions. Cody, dial us up another number.
Got a number for someone to
drive? What do you guys think of this area? Around here.
Oh, around here? Right here, Oregon?
You guys have been to Oregon very often. What do you... No, he's been here in the daylight.
Yeah.
You guys went on a little scenic tour last time.
What do you think, Trail?
That's awesome.
You took some pictures of the creek.
It's neat.
Oh, that creek
it's fun to see some
is amazing.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
You guys should probably come back.
Get some good photos.
I got some... I probably took 1,500 photos that one day I was here, just on that little trip.
Really? Killer photos.
Yeah, that moss, I was blown away by. Like, what is this?
Really good moss.
Where are we? Yeah. Where are we right now?
Where are we? Yeah. Yeah, just moss.
You should come back and steelhead fish.
Yeah, we talked about steelhead fishing on the way down today.
Yeah, Brady's first cast last year, he caught a steelhead.
Caught one, yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. It's just no biggie.
On a rising river, hey, we're going to go... entertain you for a couple hours.
I thought that was a giant. You were like, no, this is just an average guy. And I was like, holy gosh, I want to see what a big one looks like. It's addicting.
Everything around here is big.
Yeah, because you have a long growing season. Like, everything's still green right now.
Correct, yeah.
This is the driest year winter we've had.
Yeah, I saw water in the ditches everywhere. Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, there's not a lot. You saw it, but there's not.
It's really dry. The best weather we've ever had.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's cold, though.
It's really cold right now.
It's chilly out there.
Code, who do we got next?
Trying to look it up here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good wreath.
We're hoping for a good winter down south. We've had, last winter was way tough. It was probably the driest I can remember in a lot of years, yeah.
Who, name?
I couldn't get a name. It's just an Instagram handle.
What's the handle?
Love the handle.
Mandanin? But I think it's a lady.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a 509 number, so no idea in the country where that's at. But it looks like I'm
pretty sure that's Washington.
Is it?
Trevor, how would you know that?
He's on the gram all the time.
He's on the gram. Yeah, that's right. I have a feeling Mandana ain't gonna. Okay, pull through.
Hello.
Hello.
Very sorry for my brother's actions right now. You're on the line. You are on the line with the whole Born and Raised crew and Trail and Brady from Go Hunt.
Well, hello.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you have a question for us or a comment or anything that you want to ask us?
Yeah, I was just curious if any of your guys' wives or girlfriends have ever went hunting with you and killed something.
That's a great question. My wife has been hunting with me. This is Trent, by the way. My wife's really not into it as far as the hunting side of things. She loves eating all the animals, obviously, but she's not into the hunting aspect of things. Trevor, Shannon, she's killed some bucks.
My wife has killed, I think, 5 blacktail with a rifle, and the last 2 years we've hunted pretty hard trying to kill a Roosevelt elk. And she's a really, really good hunter, actually. So we're hoping next year will be the year for elk. So, you guys?
Trail? Yeah, my wife. I've been married in almost 17 years, and she never showed hardly any interest at all. Always super supportive to let me go until we have a 13-year-old, and I needed to get him through Hunter's Ed. So I told my wife, hey, why don't you jump in and take Hunter's Ed with Landon just to go through it together. And she drew a great elk tag, probably one of the best elk tags in the state of Utah her first year.
Of course.
Yeah, first year. She finished Hunter's Ed 5 days before the app deadline and then drew this tag. But I took her out, and, man, she loved it. Like, she's so hooked.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely hooked. She killed a great bull, which, you know, it helps. Target-rich environment
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
a lot of big bulls, which was nice. She killed a great buck or a bull, and this year, first mule deer tag, and she went out a few days and rifle hunt. But yeah, she's all in now. She loves it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really sweet. Likes it.
After 17 years, 16 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife, I took her hunting. She wanted to get a tag, and I made her sit in the rain for 5 hours one day, and it was pretty miserable, and it probably was not the greatest first experience. Since then, we have,
haven't gone yet.
Not so much on the interest, but she supports it, so that's...
Last year was my first year getting into goose hunting, and so I managed to get a hold of 2 layout blinds, and my wife and I sat in a field for the better part of 8.5 hours, upon which I killed a couple of geese, and at the end of that, she said, I had a lot of fun, but I don't know if I want to sit there that long next time.
Yeah.
But
I'll say getting my wife involved in hunting, like that first elk hunt, you know, I knew it would be tough. It was late season. I rented a little cabin. We stayed in a cabin. She had a shower every night. We cooked hot meals when we got back, and kind of eased her into it. It made a big difference for her, you know, just kind of eased and this is what we do. And because it's long.
Sometimes we hate it, right?
Yeah.
I
told her, yeah, to be a good hunter, you basically have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And, you know, easing her into that was good, and she likes it.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you hunt?
I do. I rifle hunted for about 10 years, and then I found you guys on YouTube, and I actually bought a bow last year.
That's awesome.
And this was my first year late season archery for mule deer.
Right. What? Where do you live?
Washington.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hasn't been a good rut this year.
Yeah. It's never good enough, I'll tell you that. As far as that's what we've been, Cody went out the other day and he saw, how many, Cody?
I saw like 20 does and one buck. That was a spike.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah. Pretty tough.
It's been tough. So.
Yeah, this was another first for me this year was sitting in a blind. I've never sat in a blind, but I actually got about 400 private acres that I could hunt. So I put up some cameras, and I'm seeing them, but I'm only seeing them at night, so.
Yeah, that's a tough deal.
I wholeheartedly think that to kill a good one, sitting in a blind or a tree stand is the way to go for that late season bow, and I've tried to sit in a tree stand, and I remember Trent and I sat in a tree for a whole, 2 hours? And we froze our butts off so bad we ended up climbing out of the tree and hiking around and seeing nothing. But
logistically, for like time, for I think percentage of killing a good buck, that whole stand thing or blind thing is the way to go. I really do.
Yeah.
It's just tough to do. Yeah. It's just really tough to do.
Yeah.
Well, keep after it. I think, you know, if you put your time in, hopefully you'll be rewarded with the turn there in the rut. So.
Yeah, next year to next September, I'm actually going to go after elk. So.
Sweet.
Cool.
I'm excited for that.
That'll be a blast. We love elk hunting. Love
it. Yeah, I've shot a couple with a rifle, but I'm excited to get real up close and personal with them.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Well, thanks so much for reaching out to us.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for doing what you guys do, because you really are a real inspiration to people.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a ton to us. We thank you so much. So.
Well, have a good night.
Thank you guys.
Have a great evening, and good luck this next year.
Thank you. You guys have a good evening, too.
All right. Thank
you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was awesome. It's so cool to see, like, first people or something, like, that are doing something new and kind of outside their box. It's just crazy to think about.
10 years rifle hunting. And
Yeah, picking up a bow. And
like, you know what? I'm watching these videos. And that's the whole thing about doing what we've been doing. It's just, like, people get inspired, and sometimes we don't understand it, I don't think. Because we're just doing what we've always done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's super humbling and a huge blessing. So, Cody, what do you got?
No, I think that's about it for tonight on this one. I think you touched on it best. I mean, to hear people and actually, you know, talk about them actually taking action and going and doing something is really kind of the fuel for me, especially to share more content and know that you're, you know, all this time and effort and putting stuff out there on YouTube, it really touches people sometimes. So it's pretty, I don't know, it's definitely humbling.
Super humbling.
Yeah.
Super humbling. Yeah. So just thank you guys so much for listening to this. If you like it and you could leave a comment. Or how does that work, Cody?
Review on iTunes would mean the world to us. As you know, we come off of Land of the Free 2.0. We're definitely going to shift a lot of focus on the podcast. If there's some things that you want to hear, or if you like this format, you can send us an email, podcast@bornandraisedoutdoors.com, like I said. And a review on iTunes would really mean the world to us. And if there's any value at all that we brought to you, just screenshot this podcast right now, share it with your hunting buddy, and tell them to give it a listen. It would mean the world to us. So
really appreciate that. So, guys, tonight it's getting late, and you guys ready to sign off?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's been a good one, as always.
Good night, everybody.
All right. We'll see you guys.